This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 7 new buildings are going up in New York's Midtown Manhattan. They're all luxury towers, many just a couple of blocks from Central Park. That has some residents concerned about what the buildings will do to open space and light in the park. Sally Herships reports from Central Park adjacent.
Right now, this stretch of 58th Street looks like it's missing a tooth. But when construction is over, the new building here will be taller than the Empire State Building.
Right now, we see a lot of light and a lot of sky. In 5 years, this is gone. This is gone.
Leila Lukisiko is with Manhattan Community Board 5. She says the community wasn't able to review the plans for the new building. She only knows it will be tall. The nonprofit Environmental Simulation Center says the building's shadows will reach a half a mile away, as far as the ice skating rink in Central Park. And in cold weather, they will linger.
Is light and air a public resource? Or is it to be used by one single developer?
The answer is yes. As long as the developer owns what are called the air rights, there doesn't have to be a public review process. And the rights to build in the space above a building can be worth millions.
New York is a city, and it goes vertical.
Bob Shapiro is an air rights broker. We're in his penthouse office. A penthouse in one of the new towers back at 57th Street recently sold for more than $90 million. But Shapiro says, while that's a windfall for the developer, it's also good business for the city.
Usually, for every 1 square foot you build, the city gets $15 a foot in taxes.
Josiah Madar is with the Furman Center for Real Estate and Urban Policy at NYU. He says residents may not want tall buildings in their neighborhoods, but that can make housing in their neighborhoods more expensive. If it's hard to build new housing, as the population grows, so does the price for apartments. Oftentimes, he says, there's only one way to build, and that's up.
And that is a tough trade-off between quality of life and new buildings, but it's really the only way out.
But Madar says it's unlikely these new luxury buildings will provide options for affordable housing. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.